I remembered the crude X's someone had drawn over the faces of Andy Boychuk and my husband the day Julie ran into Maureen. There didn't seem to be much doubt anymore about who had wielded the felt pen. "Did she say anything more?" I asked. "I forced her to say more," Julie said proudly. "I asked Maureen point blank what she knew about the Seven Dwarfs. At first, she seemed angry at the question. Then she laughed and pointed to one of the displays in the bookstore window. They hadn't taken out the Halloween decorations yet, and there was a skeleton propped up against a stack of biology books. Maureen jabbed at the window in front of it and said, 'There's your answer, Blondie. I know where the Seven Dwarfs hid their skeleton.'" Julie must have seen the fear in my eyes. "Just a figure of speech, I'm sure, but in retrospect, it does seem chilling, doesn't it?" She looked at her watch. 4 o'clock already. How the minutes fly when we're with friends." She thrust the scarf she was holding into my hand. "Here, Joanne, you take this. All those colors. It's more the kind of thing you'd wear." She turned on her heel and steered her way effortlessly through the other shoppers and accessories. I felt as if someone had run me over with a truck. But then Julie had always been the queen of the hit-and-run artists. The scarf she'd thrust at me was still in my hands. Julie was right. That brilliant swirl of color was the kind of thing I liked. When it came to insights that could wound, Julie had a knack for being right. She also, much as I hated to admit it, had a knack for finding out the truth. As poisonous as she was, I had never known Julie to lie. I put down the scarf. Christmas shopping was over for the day. I had to find out if Julie had stumbled onto some ugly truth about the Seven Dwarfs. When I walked past the North Pole on my way out, I could hear the soft, anxious voices of the young mothers waiting with little girls in fussy velvet dresses and little boys in Christmas sweaters and new corduroy pants. "Don't forget to smile," the mother said. "Don't forget to tell Santa what you want him to bring you. There's nothing to be afraid of." Jenny Ribchuk had stood in a line like that with her son. Where was she now? When her father said, "Now I got no more daughter," what had he meant? As I drove up Albert Street, I could feel the anxiety beginning to gnaw. I didn't wait to take my coat off before I dialed Howard Dohaniak's number in Toronto. He was furious. "A skeleton? Don't you know better than to listen to Julie? Christ, Joe, after all these years! Howard, as awful as Julie is, I've never known her to lie. Maybe she's turned a corner since we knew her. I don't think it's that simple. Howard, Maureen Galt was murdered the day after Julie saw her. What if the skeleton Maureen was talking about wasn't figurative? What if she really did chance upon something about the Seven Dwarfs? Do you have any idea what she might have been talking about?" "No, I don't. And to be frank, I'm pissed off that you think I would. Joe, I may lack finesse and I may be a little crude, but I am an officer of the court. We take an oath. Do you think I could know about a stiff being stashed somewhere and say, 'Oh, well, one of us was responsible for that murder, so I'll overlook it'?